San Diego police fatally shoot armed man after he killed woman. Crest, Calif. A 77-year-old armed man was fatally shot by police January 18 during a confrontation in a neighborhood east of El Cajon, authorities reported. The law enforcement shooting in the 800 block of La Cresta Boulevard in Crest occurred shortly before 5 p.m., Sheriff's Lieutenant Chris Steffen said. Paramedics attempted to perform life-saving measure, but the man, whose name was not immediately available, was pronounced dead at the scene, according to authorities. No other injuries were reported. The man was armed during the confrontation, said Steffen, who added it appeared he had a shotgun. Police initially shot the man with a less lethal beanbag, but it had no effect, according to police. The suspect was located in the rear of his residence after San Diego police officers coordinated with sheriff's deputies to check the La Cresta address utilizing a sheriff's helicopter, according to police. There were no other suspects in this incident. The sheriff's homicide unit responded and assumed responsibility of the officer involved shooting investigation. There is body-worn camera footage of the fatal shooting, according to authorities. Events that led to the law enforcement shooting began about 4 p.m., when a 66-year-old woman was fatally stabbed in the 5500 block of Reservoir Drive in the College area, San Diego Police Department Public Affairs Lieutenant Adam Sharkey said. Officers from the department's Eastern Division were dispatched to the location after receiving a radio call reporting a violent disturbance and upon their arrival found the business locked. The officers entered the pharmacy forcibly and found the woman suffering from multiple stab wounds to her upper body. Paramedics from the San Diego Fire Rescue Department arrived and took the woman to a hospital where she died at 4:46 p.m., according to police. Sharkey said it appears the suspect and victim were either co-owners or employees of the business where this incident occurred. The dead woman was identified. However, her name is not being released at this time pending family notifications.